All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 384 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on the fruit of the Spirit. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the grace to see a new week. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your protection and your security. Thank you for your mercy towards us. Lord, we come before you this morning. In any way we have sinned or erred, in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions, we pray for your forgiveness. We pray for the grace to turn our hearts towards you and to follow you, deny ourselves every day and follow you. Take up our cross daily and follow you. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So far, again, starting with episode 378, we started a discussion on the fruit of the Spirit, right? So we did an introduction. And then after that, we talked about love. And then after that, we talked about joy. After that, we talked about peace. After that, we talked about long-suffering. After that, we talked about gentleness. That was the last episode, right? So again, remember, anchor scripture so far, or scriptures, have been Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, that says, you know, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, right? So far we've done five. So we're going to go to number six now, and that's going to be goodness, right? So what does it mean to be good, right? What does goodness mean? Well, the thing is, goodness is an active thing, right? I just like to think of it as it's active, right? It's almost like practical righteousness. Let's put it this way. The thing is, many times we go to church, many times we read the word, right? But the thing is, do you actually practice out those things that you're reading and you're learning, right? Do you actually practice out those things that you're reading and you're learning? Because there are many people that seem to have head knowledge of the word of God, right? But they don't have practical knowledge of the word of God. You know, I'm a person that does a lot of teaching, and the thing is, you can study till you're blue in the face, but until you start doing practice problems, you will not know what your level of knowledge looks like, right? So that's the thing. Like, you can read the Bible till you're blue in the face. You can go to every church service. You can listen to Bible studies. You can go for life groups. You can do all those things until you're blue in the face. But until those things that are being sown into your heart starts manifesting outward as godly character, right, you've not really made that leap, right? So goodness, I like to think of it as being very practicable, right? So it's like, wow, you keep saying, I really love the Lord. I go to church. Oh, I study the Bible every day. Oh, I pray every day. You know, the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of me. Great. Okay, let's see the fruit, right? Let's see the fruit, right? So goodness is reflected in godly character, right? It starts from the inside. Again, that's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit, right? When the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you, when you have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, then it should manifest in righteousness. It should manifest in godly character, right? So the thing is, goodness is something that is very, very, very practical. And let me tell you this, being good does not mean that you're kind. Kindness is a component of goodness. But there are people that, they have this impression that, well, they're very nice people, right? But you look at their character, you're like, whoa, right? They are people that are nice and they're very evil, right? So goodness is practical righteousness, right? So it's almost like, hey, translating that head knowledge of righteousness. Hey, I've read the Bible. I have prayed about this. The Lord has spoken to me about this. I've heard Bible sermons on this too. Okay, let's translate that to actually doing the will of God, right? Because again, at the end of the day, right, the book of James says that it's not the hearers, right? It's not the person that just hears the word of God. It's the person that hears it and continues in it, that does it, that is blessed, right? So goodness is righteousness that is being practiced. It's practiced righteousness, right? So not just head knowledge, not righteousness, is practiced righteousness. I think since we have time, let me go ahead and talk about the next one, and that's faithfulness, right? Faithfulness, right? Faithfulness. Again, and I guess it kind of makes sense that I'm talking about goodness and faithfulness at the same time, because again, they are both things that are they're together in a sense, right? And they're things that are actionable, right? Again, many people can claim to have great faith. Oh, I trust in God. Oh, he's my savior. He's my redeemer and everything. Okay, but are you faithful? Right? Are you faithful? I can give you a few examples of people that were faithful in the Bible, right? Like, for example, Joseph was a very good example of faithfulness, right? He was literally sold into slavery unjustly. But when he got to Potiphar's house, he was committed. In fact, the Bible says that he did such a great job that Potiphar did not worry about anything in his household because Joseph was just so faithful. He was like so faithful. You know, some people in that circumstance of being in captivity, they'll be like, I shouldn't be here. You know, this place sucks. This place blows. And let me tell you this. I'm not trying to speak here as some holier than thou. I make that same mistake. There are days where like, I don't want to do certain things. I just want to be on my own. I just want to just chill and relax, right? But that is not being faithful. And I need to change from that perspective, right? So it's just really important. Like Joseph, he could have started being like very spiteful, you know, doing a shoddy job or whatever. But no, like faithfulness is being committed, right? Keeping up with excellence, doing God's will, regardless of the toughness of the circumstance that is surrounding you, right? Joseph was in captivity, but he still did an excellent job. He was thrown into prison, but he still did an excellent job. Do you want to tell me that the warden of the prison in Joseph's time would have elevated him to being basically the head of the prisoners if he did not see that Joseph was doing an excellent job, right? Or look at Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? He was literally telling God that, hey, if it were possible, please take this cup away from me. But you know what? Not my will. Let yours be done, right? So Jesus, even if the circumstance was tough, right? He told God, he was being upfront, because that's one thing that I'm beginning to learn as a Christ follower, that, hey, you got to be authentic, right? Jesus Christ was like, God, I really don't want to do this, but you know what? Not my will, let yours be done, right? That's faithfulness, right? Doing the right thing, doing God's will, even when it clashes with your desires, doing God's will, even when it's difficult, right? Because you see, like, when, you know, like, as I kind of alluded to a few moments ago, right? The difficulty of the task should not change your level of faithfulness, or the way you feel should not change your level of faithfulness. Faithfulness is doing what needs to be done, regardless of how you feel, and regardless of the toughness of the circumstances that surround you, right? Or the toughness of the task. Right? Because that's the thing, like if your faithfulness is conditional on easy circumstances, then you're not going to be a Christ follower, because God sometimes calls us to do things that are difficult, right? Or if your faithfulness is conditional on how you feel, then you're not going to be faithful, right? Because your faithfulness is going to basically wax and wane with how good you feel. Like, I'm telling you this, the fact that you're feeling terrible about something does not mean you're operating in sin. You can feel crappy about something, but you know that, hey, I gotta do it. You know, it's just like working out. It's just like working out, or, you know, following like a diet plan. Like, there are days where you're gonna feel crappy, right? There are days where you're like, I don't wanna work out. I don't wanna do strength training. I don't wanna take a walk. I don't wanna run. I don't wanna do this. I just wanna binge eat. I don't wanna do any of these things. But in spite of how you feel, you still, you know, put on your socks, put on your shoes, and take a walk outside. That's faithfulness, right? Because you know how you feel is not controlling what you do, right? Or saying, oh, this thing is too hard, I'm not going to do it. No, right? It's like, oh, you know something is hard, but you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it, right? I'm just going to do it. And the thing is, when you're faithful, you're going to notice that you're going to start growing. Faithfulness is linked to growth. That's the truth. A person that is faithful is going to grow, and is going to grow very fast. Just let me ask you this. Look at the story of any person that was faithful in the Bible. They grew. Look at Joseph. Joseph did not stay in Potiphar's house. I know many people look at Joseph going to the prison as a downgrade, but it was actually not. It was an upgrade. Think about it. He went from watching over a person's household to watching a cashier of prisoners. And then he went from watching a cache of prisoners to watching the whole land of Egypt. That was growth. When you are faithful, again, the thing is, the Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap, right? If you're faithful in little things, you will be given more. You're going to get progressively more responsibility. You're going to keep growing if you're faithful. That's just the truth, right? So I'll really encourage you today, be faithful. Look at Daniel. Daniel was faithful. So he just kept getting more responsibility. The king wanted to keep elevating him. Why? Because he was faithful, right? So the thing is, when people try you with something small, and they see you're faithful in that thing, you're going to grow, right? But the thing is, many times people are praying for growth, but they are not necessarily praying for faithfulness. Faithfulness is required for growth, right? You know, oh God, expand my business. God, please do this for me. God, please let me be promoted at my place of work. God, please let me do this. God, please let me do that. Check your present circumstances. How faithful are you with what God has presently entrusted to you, right? How faithful are you? You know, because the thing is, to be honest with you, you really should not be praying for growth if you're currently unfaithful in what has been committed into your hands, right? The thing is, again, God sees all these things. God sees all these things. If he sees that, oh, wow, this person is faithful in this little, okay, then this person needs to grow, right? They need to grow, right? A basketball player is going to start making the first team if people see that, hey, his growth is durable, right? Austin Reeves, when he came into the league, you know, as a Laker player, he was undrafted. You want to tell me that he was a starter from the beginning? No. But people saw his faithfulness. They saw that, wow, okay, this guy is really doing well. Like, literally, he has improved every single season he has played with the Lakers, right? Every single season he has played with the Los Angeles Lakers, right? So I'll just encourage you, faithfulness, right? Regardless of how you feel, regardless of the difficulty of the circumstances, right? You still do what needs to be done. You still do the will of the Lord. That is faithfulness, right? So again, I want to challenge you today. Stop praying for just growth. Pray for faithfulness. If you're faithful, you will naturally grow, right? Because it is God's will. Again, whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Thank you for teaching us about goodness and faithfulness. Lord, give us the grace to not just have head knowledge, because there are many people that said, oh, I have faith in Jesus. Okay, great. You have faith in Jesus. Does your lifestyle reflect it? So, Father, give us the grace to not just be hearers only of the Word of God, or people that meditate alone on the Word of God. Give us the grace to be actually people that do the Word of God, right? That do the Word of God, you know, that are faithful, regardless of how we feel, regardless of the circumstances that surround us. Give us the grace to do what is right, because we cannot do any of this in our own strength. But your Word says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. So, Father, the grace that we need, the strength that we need, we know that our Father has it. Please release it unto us to the glory, honor, and praise of your name. And I pray for everyone listening to this podcast that have not surrendered their lives to you, you know, or had surrendered their lives to you and backslid. Lord, I pray for your mercy upon them. And I pray that may you touch their hearts and convict them by your Spirit to come to draw near unto you. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Right. So if you're listening to this podcast and you've not surrendered your life to the Lord, again, it's one of the best decisions you can make. But again, there is a cost to following Jesus, and it's a serious commitment. So I don't want it to be something you take flippantly or something you take with levity. So I'll encourage you, go to episodes 254 and episodes 287 on the website. If you cannot do both, at least listen to 254. It'll tell you about what true salvation is. But I would really encourage you, if you can, listen to both. 254, 287 tells you about the true cost of following Jesus, right? It's not prosperity gospel. It's not word of faith. It's not name it and claim it, right? But truly following Jesus Christ, there is a cost to it. But again, the Holy Spirit will help you. You're not without help to do God's will, right? So listen to those podcasts. If you do decide for Jesus, at the end of episode 254, you can say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord. So thank you for listen to this podcast. Again, I will encourage you, don't just take this head knowledge. Do something about it. Put it into practice, and the Lord will help you. I'll see you next time in episode 385. God bless you, and bye for now. Shalom.